Hello, and please welcome Said, that is going to talk to us about the Lighthouse Positioning System, something we've been using a lot at Bitcraze, and that he's been doing awesome job about. No pressure again. So that's going to be great. Welcome, Said.
Thank you very much. You know, I have to say there is way more people than I expected, so thank you for your interest. I hope the presentation is good. So as Arnaud said, my name is Said Alvarado. I am a PhD student at the IRIA Paris on swarm robotics localization, and I spent the last 2 years of my life trying to coax a VR gaming headset to do things it was never meant to do, and I am here to tell you all about it. Et voilà. We had a question in my laboratory. You know, VR gaming headsets are really good at localization. They are very fast, very responsive, really high precision. So can we do that, but for robots? It turns out the answer is yes. And not only yes, yes. It works surprisingly well, like really high precision, really high accuracy, very low cost. So I hope that in this talk, I can give you a general overview introduction to this technology, how it works, what are the core concepts that you need to know to both understand it and use it, show you some of the open source tools that exist, and hopefully give you a general idea of whether or not it's a good fit for whatever project you want to embark. So, what is a lighthouse? So, a lighthouse is that little box over there. It's used for localization on the Valve Index and the HTC Vive VR gaming headset. Those are little boxes that you put in the corners of rooms, and they start emitting laser pulses. Now, the helmets and the handhelds have little sensors that they receive this light, and with that, they can compute their own position. Now, why would we want to do this? Aren't there alternatives? Yes, yes, there are many alternatives. In fact, if you want to use the best of the best, you will use a camera-based motion capture system like a Vicon or a Qualysys system. They are absolutely amazing, like insanely high refresh rate, sub-millimeter precision. But they have one caveat. They are a centralized system. You have a bunch of cameras. They are recording your robots. They send all the information to your computer. Your computer crunches numbers. And then your computers know where the robots are. The robots don't know where they are until you tell them, which is fine if you have like a dozen robots. You can just send it to Wi-Fi or something. But the moment you start dealing with swarms of 100 or up to 1,000 robots, this becomes a very serious problem on the bandwidth of your system. If you are into any conference, you know how the Wi-Fi works when you have more than 50 persons in a room. Try 1,000 robots. Just does not work. Also, they are egregiously expensive. We have one in my lab. I believe it costs like 40K euros, which is fine. It's a very good technology, but it's not appropriate for every single scenario. On the other hand, the Lighthouse Positioning System has a fairly decent update rate. 5 millimeters is good enough for a robot like this size or that size. That's enough. But more importantly, the moment the laser hits the sensor has all the information it needs to compute its own position. Thus, the position is known by the robot. Then if the robot wants to tell you the central controller, it can do so, but you don't need to have like 100 update hertz rate on the transmitter just to get like a closed loop control working. It is also fairly expensive because it's based on very available hardware. So let's go into the details. So this system is based on two different parts. We have the base stations, which are little boxes. They have a bunch of little motors, lasers, and mirrors that spin around and project a spinning pattern of lasers around it. It costs about $160 if you buy it on the on Steam. They sell it there. And you have the sensors. The sensors are these little things that actually receive the light. They are based on a custom-made chip that's called the TS4231, which has a really fun story. They were custom-made for this and this application only by a US company called Trias Semiconductors, and for some reason, which I don't know, they just decided to sell them. So you can just buy them at DigiKey. They are there with a data sheet and everything. Sadly, the Lighthouse does not have a data sheet. It's not open source, so that's why the technology is not super widespread, even though the parts are actually available. Now, there is actually two types of Lighthouse, version 1 and version 2. This whole presentation is on version